Frank Foss heard Markey saying that, can I put my hand in there? He knew he was going to rip the bottom of his bed, and he said, Daddy, if Markey does that, can I have move my bed somewhere else? He's been wanting to move his bed off the top of Markey for a while, and he thought that would be a good pretext to get his bed moved if the bottom of it got ripped. Ross pointed to a part of the new house he'd gotten and said, this takes off. He meant, this comes off. Instead of saying, this comes off, he said, this takes off. Ross and Mark are playing a game with boxes, and Ross said, Daddy, somebody's cracking my egg. Are you a little egg? Markey was knocking on the box that was covering up Ross's head. No, Markey's really cute. He's not bad. Yeah, you can get in that car. Markey said, can I get in that car? Are you sure you can get in that car, honey?
I cook warm friends and sticking together. Run away, hey, hey, run away, hey, hey, run away, hey, hey, run away, hey, hey, run.
Ross and Markey were licking me like puppies. I said, and they didn't say anything about being puppies. They were just licking me. Went, ha, ha, ha. And then Ross looked at me and said, that's what puppies do. In other words, what do you think? The intonation was such that, what do you think? Of course they do that. It's not just explaining to me that's what puppies do. Said, that's what puppies do. That's why we're doing it. So the idea there is that the emphasis was on do. Ross walked out of the room and I said, Ross, I'll see you later. He said, I'll be back. Ross wanted Markey to come down and look at the house. And I said, Markey, can Markey get down by himself? And Ross said, yeah, I'm sure. And I said, why? He said, because Markey and I went up, down, up, down, up, down, all by ourselves, and that's what we did. I said to Ross, boy, you guys have sure been good. Learn to turn on that fountain for yourself. And he said, you know how come I learned to do it? Because my mom showed me. Right? And a little earlier I said, Ross, do you want, I'll get you some apple juice, but I'm not sure there's any left in the refrigerator. They'd have been getting some water for themselves out of the tap. He said, oh, that's all right, Dad. Why was it all right, Russ? Because you had enough? Right, because he knew how to get enough water for himself, so he didn't need apple juice.
Russ said he wanted his mom, I wanted Mom to tie my shoe for me, and I said, can't your dad do it? He said, I had it tied, but it came undone.
Ross was watching. Mm-hmm. Ross was watching TV and came in and said, hey, I just saw Star Wars there. And I said, what were they trying to sell? He said, they were trying to make us buy those guys. Oh, yeah?
Oh, but all those guys,
we don't have Bespin.
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do. You're right. We've got his Hoth outfit and his Bespin. Also, before, while I was, Ross came out, he also told us that so they had R2-D2, Luke Skywalker, Han, and C-3PO. And then he said, they're trying to make us buy those guys, or whatever it was I said, he said. Ross came in and said, now we found out that Strawberry Shortcake didn't cheat because we Purple Pie Man, what?
Because Purple Pie Man met lied.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. I told you.
Well, why was she cheating?
She was not.
What did he lie about?
Cheating. And she was not. Scared of the Purple Pie Man.
Oh, she wasn't. Why did she say she was? Ross, you crazy nut. Jerry said that Ross would like to write to the Phoenix.
But
and he said, not the real one, the guy who plays the part, Ross said. And then he said, yeah, and we said, okay, well, let's do the writing. And Mommy, then he said, I'll do the talking and you do the words.
No, you do the writing and I'll do the words.
You do the writing. Well, I said, you do the writing and I'll do the words.
Yeah.
Okay, now go ahead.
And
I hope the Phoenix you play the part of.
Said,
I see the TV of it.
Wait. The Phoenix you play the
part of.
And I always wear the Phoenix.
What?
Stuff. I always wear the Phoenix.
Wait, it says, and I hope the Phoenix you play the part of.
Ross wrote this letter. I'll give you the text in a second of the letter. And then he said, and I asked him, is there anything else you can tell him about when you know how to watch him? He said, after the Phoenix comes Barney Miller. No, before the Phoenix is Barney Miller. Right? Let me read the whole letter to the tape recorder, okay?
Day after tomorrow comes comes when the Phoenix
comes. Day after
when you retranscribe this, see if you can reconstruct how Ross spoke the letter. You don't need to write the letter down. Okay, he said, I have a medallion like a phoenix, and I hope the phoenix you play the part of, period. And I always wear the stuff of the phoenix, period. I always watch the phoenix, and after the phoenix comes Barney Miller, he changed it to before the phoenix comes Barney Miller. Day after tomorrow comes when the Phoenix is on. Okay, so when is the Phoenix on?
Day after tomorrow.
It's not on day after tomorrow. It was on today.
Day after tomorrow.
I understand.
Day after tomorrow is the Phoenix.
You mean there's Friday, Saturday, and day after tomorrow?
Do you think Friday is called day after tomorrow? I see, because on Wednesday I told him it would be day after tomorrow, probably. Ross, today is today. The name of today is today. But its real name is Friday.
Friday!
And what's the real name of Cartoon Day?
Friday.
No, Cartoon Day, Bubba. What's the real name of Cartoon Day when you wake up early in the morning?
Next day. Early in the morning.
What's the real name of the day that you watch the cartoons? I told you about this. Can't you remember?
I remember. It's the day before Sunday.
You know the names of any days? Give me the name of some days.
Tuesday,
uh-huh.
Wednesday,
good.
Friday,
good. That's
Saturday,
good. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sixday,
Sunday.
Sunday.
Monday.
Monday. Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Friday.
Saturday. Sunday.
Sunday.
Okay, now, what day is Saturday? What do you do on Saturday?
You watch cartoons.
Okay, and what is God's day?
Every day.
Well, he gave his dizzy look and fell over. Sunday is God's day. Okay, that's when the God stuff is on. And when do you go to preschool? I'm lying down holding my head, and Ross was trying to throw a chair on me, and I said no, and he said why? And he said, why are you doing that, Dad? You can't do that in my room. Why not, Russ?
Because it's full of poison. We always fight inside.
Yeah? So it's not good to lie down?
Right.
Why? What'll happen to me?
The stool coming on you.
Yeah? And what else?
We'll say no.
What else?
And I'll have to do it.
You gonna do it again?
I'll have to.
What do you have to do?
Put a stool on top of
you. I don't understand why you have to. Why do you have
Dad,
to? Yeah.
Our room doesn't know any better. Didn't you know that a boy's room doesn't know any better?
You're yelling at me.
Didn't you know that?
No, I didn't know that. Why doesn't?
Well, it's dead.
What does the boy's room think?
Does it have a smart head?
Mm-mm. Not a smart head.
No.
A silly head.
There's a silly head that does foolish things?
Yeah. A silly head.
Oh, I don't want to play with a boy drum then.
Get out.
What?
Get out.
Is that nice to say to your father?
Sorry.
Well, you better take you and your nasty little stool and be nice.
No. Oh no, look at Marky. He's drawing on that.
On your feet. Bad boy. No, Mark.
What is it?
He got mad at Marky because he wrote in one of my library books. And then, he said, can I have love? I didn't really get real mad at him. I sort of said, bad Marky. And then I give him love. And he said, can I have more love?
I'm not bad Marky.
No, you're a good little boy, right? And then he said, can I take this off and try and start unzipping my pullover? Sweatshirt.
See your tummy?
That's my tummy, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want to close it up? You like Daddy's tummy?
Yeah.
You want to give it a kiss?
Just like me.
What?
Just like the phoenix.
Just like the phoenix, yeah.
Just like the phoenix.
Yeah, you want to give me a kiss?
Just like the my Superman.
Just like the my Superman.
Just like I'm Batman too.
You are?
And I'm Batman.
Uh-huh.
I'm Batman.
Uh-huh.
I'm Batman.
You're a good little boy.
And then I cake.
Uh-huh.
And then I cake.
In that letter, evidently, I asked Ross later, what does hope mean? He says, I like. Since he was using the word, I hope the phoenix. What he meant is, I like the phoenix.
I asked Ross, have you gone pee yet? And he said, yeah, my mom watched me, she knows. And I said, she knows? And he said, yeah, I told her I had to, and I really did. Is that right?
And I washed.
Ross, I told Ross that I was going to put a tape on. And he said, tried to guess what it was. And he said, Mother Goose? And I said, no. And he said, Fox and the Hound? No. And he said, Charlie Brown? No. And then I put it on, and it was Fox and the Hound. He said, oh, I just passed through it. What?
I just passed through it.
And he said, and then he said, oh, am I a crazy fool? Right?
I just crashed through it then.
Because he's not a crazy fool. He's a very smart boy. Ross had said, I'm starting to close my door, right? And then he was looking for his, he meant, I'm going to close my door. I'm just about to close my door. And just announced as he went into his room. And then a little after that he said, where's my, Daddy, I need you. I want my Superman and Batman consoles. And I said, oh, they're up on your shelf where you can find them. I guess they weren't up there. And I said, Daddy, come over here. I'll show you where I looked. Right? And we got over there on a shelf where he would have, they had been stored before, and he showed me they weren't there. And he said, I was looking, what did you say when we got over there, Ross? What did you say when we got over here? Ross, over here. Oh, anyway, he said, I showed you where I looked, and he said, I looked over here, Daddy. Said, you know why I pushed that down when Marky was looking for them? So he wouldn't find them when I hid them. So what did you say? So he wouldn't find them. Oh, that's right, he wouldn't find them when he was looking for them. You think so? But I've got a bunch in the drawer. Marky, you give some to Ross. Okay, Marky, you give some.
Give him the old one.
You give some to Ross.
Give him the old one.
I'll hide him. Can I hide him? Let me hide him? Okay, I'll take a whole bunch and I'll hide him. Marky, you're losing him. You're losing him, Mark. You're losing him. Okay, I got his bunch. I got a bunch. Dad, give me the old ones. Please, I'll love you if you do. No, Ross, I'm not going to give them to you.
I won't love you.
Yeah, I know, you're not going to love me, right? And you know why you're not going to love me?
Mm-hmm.
He's a bad father.
Right?
Rod said, now I'll give him a gun and maybe that'll stop his crying. We'll make, maybe that'll be a, what'd you say? Maybe that'll be a deal that works? He said, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. In other words, sometimes you can make a deal with Mark and it'll stick and sometimes it won't. Marky was trying to put a gun in Boba Fett's house and in Boba Fett's hand. And Ross said, why does he like Boba Fett all much? And then he tried to correct himself and couldn't figure out. And I said, you mean, why does he like Boba Fett so much? Yeah, why did he like Boba Fett so much? Ross said he could get on his bike and have power. And he said, I saw the Phoenix and he put power on his bike and I saw that part. What's that, Ross?
I put power in my bike.
You did? Is it working?
I did.
Good. That's what I want you to do.
Power in my bike too.
Did Marky do it? Can Marky put power in his bike too? Ross, yeah. Can Marky put power in his too? Why? The Phoenix? Oh, mm-hmm. Who is that guy?
I jumped over the box.
Mm-hmm.
And I landed.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
And I put power in my bike.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
like
all
the
meat.
Does?
Oh! Careful. How about what Marky's doing? Is that meat too?
Yes.
Sure it is. He's been good. He's having a good, he's playing real well. For a little boy, he's doing. Say that what Marky's doing is good too. Oh, nice. Where'd you find it?
Somebody.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, I found it in my garden. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. Very good idea.
Yes, you want to jump on the plane. Don't get on my fingers. Yeah. Yeah. You messed up, George.
He's not being bad, Ron. Good, Mark. Two cars, right? Yeah. Uh-huh.
I can't wear my
What?
I can't wear my
Christmas, isn't it? Okay.